From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Kerry O'Connor, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. You are a friendly bunch. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Matthew Fisher from Arlington, Texas.
Hey, how are you, Matt?
Good.
Now, what do you do there in Arlington?
I work for the police department down in the jail. I'm a detention officer.
Really? You're a prison guard in Arlington, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Is that exciting work?
Yeah, it's always interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know any given day what's going to be thrown at you, I assume.
No, always something different.
Wow. Matt, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Matt's topic?
They call me the Hoff.
David Hasselhoff has been an actor, producer, musical innovator, one of the most significant cultural figures of the last two decades. But what is next for the Hoff? Each of our panelists will tell you what David Hasselhoff is doing to follow up on his triumphs on Baywatch and Knight Rider. Only one of these stories is true so far. Ready to play?
Yep.
First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
After conquering stage, screen, and recorded music, the last lively art available has finally fallen to David Hasselhoff with the opening of the new theme restaurant this month in Las Vegas. The House of Hoff, covered in memorabilia and devoted to all things Hasselrific, also features a menu that has a distinctly self-deprecating take on the Hoff's career. Celebrate the greatest physiques in TV history when you order up a Baywatch milkshake. Hasselhoff nods at his fame in Germany with his Reich Pilaf. And, of course, there's the signature dish, the 3 a.m. drunk burger. Quote, good enough to eat off the floor.
The House of Hoff theme restaurant in Las Vegas. Your next story of a Hoffer you can't refuse comes from Kerry O'Connor.
If your first response to the name David Hasselhoff is, I want to lick his torso, then Del Monte Ice Cream has exactly the product for you. The Hoffsicle, a frighteningly realistic replica of Hasselhoff from the waist up on a stick, was created by Del Monte for Ice Cream Week with the slogan, as smooth as ice. It comes complete with a trademark rock-hard abs, jutting chin, and jaunty jacket, and a stick. A promotional video of Hasselhoff shows him first slurping on his raspberry-flavored self, pronouncing it Hoffilicious, and then passing the unsanitary hunk on a stick to a young blonde woman on the street. No footage is shown of her biting off his icy head. A slightly defensive Hasselhoff has the last word. They will not be licking on me, he admonishes. They'll be licking a popsicle, and it's not weird at all. It's very cool.
The Hoffsicle. An ice cream confection, a frozen confection in the shape of Mr. Hasselhoff's torso. Your last story of a hoffily good idea comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
How will those wacky South Park boys follow their unlikely Broadway smash, The Book of Mormon? According to the pop culture site TMZ, they're planning an even less likely feature film. A loose adaptation of the classic musical 42nd Street, starring David Hasselhoff, in a dual role. That's right, the Hoff will hoof and, of course, sing as Julian Marsh, the aging Broadway director and womanizer, and also as Dorothy Brock, the aging Broadway performer and, of course, woman. By show's end, these two realize that the Great White Way now belongs to kids who have gone out there as youngsters and come back as stars. Julian and Dorothy have also learned that their two hearts beat as one, and they'll settle down together in their old hometown upstate. And so they bring down the virtual curtain with, you know, the grand old number, now called, with a wink, yes, but also with a new poignance, Hasselhoff to Buffalo.
All righty then, here are your choices. One of these things is the next big thing in the life and career of David Hasselhoff. Is it a restaurant in Las Vegas from Adam Faber. It's called the House of Hoff. From Kiri O'Connor, the Hoffsicle, a frozen treat that looks just like Mr. Hasselhoff with his shirt off. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., a movie of the musical 42nd Street in which David Hasselhoff will play both the male and female leads. Which of these is the real next step in Hasselhoff's career?
I think it's the restaurant.
You think it's the restaurant, the House of Hoff. All right, your choice is Adam's story, but to bring you the correct answer, well, let's listen to an advertisement for Hoff's next venture.
Hi, David Hasselhoff here with my new friend. I call it the Hoffsicle.
That was David Hasselhoff himself talking about the Hoffsicle. As gross as it is unlikely, but it is real.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Matt. Kiri O'Connor obviously had the real answer. Two bits of good news, however. You did win a point for Adam.
Yay, thank you.
And maybe gave David Hasselhoff an idea for his next thing. And the second bit of good news is that you do not have to eat a Hoffsicle. So thank you so much for playing. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.